Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. Once again we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise our Creator, our Sustainer, Provider, Cherisher and Nourisher, the Master of the Day of Judgment, the Owner, Initiator and Creator of everything that exists. Jiha, we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious and noble companions alayhim wa ridwan. Dear viewers of Madini channel, alhamdulillah, once again on this beautiful and pleasant morning, I am in the company of our honorable Hafiz Maulana Naushad Attari, Damad Barakatum al-Aliya, and we welcome all our viewers and listeners of Madini channel with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Mu'asab, today we are inshallah azzawajallah going to be speaking about befriending one's child. To befriend your children, to make them your friend, your dost. Not only to be as parents towards them. Yes, you are the parent, you are the one who have brought them into the world, but how can you befriend your children? How can you become the friend and understand them? Because it necessarily doesn't mean, Mu'asab, that because you are the parent, so they will always adhere to you.
Yeah.
They would listen to you, or your command has to be heard all the time. There are situations where children become stubborn and they do not adhere, they do not listen, Mu'asab, especially between the ages of 13 and 19. Yeah. This is a very, very critical age in which a child undergoes many physical and, I would say, Mu'asab, emotional challenges in life between the ages of 13 and 19, and there are studies done on this subject, Mu'asab. Allahu Akbar. So if parents aren't able to raise them correctly at this age, at the age of 13 or 19, Allahu Akbar, then the child will consider their parents to be enemies, in other words, Mu'asab. If you did not focus on your children when they were between the ages of 13 and 19, if we lose a grip of them and we do not understand our children, then Mu'asab, they would move into another direction.
Sure, it's simple actually. If you have kids, you have to give time. There's no other way around it. You don't give the time, somebody else is going to give the time. And then who's going to complain, why my kids are not listening to me? Why my kids are rebellious and stubborn and they will listen to this person or that person? Did you give the time? You don't have a choice. It's either you give the time and you bond with your child, or you don't give the time and you lose your child. These are the two ways, right? So a different strategy is needed. Alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us. How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rear children? Look at his relationship to Hasanain Karimeen radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And you'll realize that he shouldn't scold and scream and shout. And, you know, there wasn't, that loving, relationship was there, that affection, that compassion. Because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his own male children, they passed away at a young age.
Allah.
So he considered his two grandsons as his sons. And if we look at that relationship, how he grew them up and how strong that bond and relationship was, how he gave time to them as well. And we can use that in our context, in our lives as well. So the strategies are there, the tools are there, materials are there. We just have to learn and we have to apply. Because when we talk about, you know, befriending your child, we don't mean like, you know, like how friends are, you're a mate to each other,
of course,
you call each other. No, we mean having a very close, strong bond with your child, that your child will know, if I face any problems in my life, any confusion in my life, the go-to person is my mother and father. That's the go-to person. So we have to be approachable, right? So the training starts from very small, from the get-go. If a person says, no, they're still small, chote hai, still small, shaitan got you. From the get-go, Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah even advises us in Nek Amal, Pious Deeds booklet, that even a one-day-old baby, talk polite to that baby. Mm-hmm. One-day-old, talk politely.
Yeah, right?
Because now, as the baby is growing up, the baby will learn politeness and good manners, and you will also develop and refine your character by speaking nice to even one-day-old baby. Sure. So this is part of it, that you be friends, but still maintain that parent-child respect. That you maintain. Because back in the days, if our parents just raised their voice, we were scared. We would listen. Our parents just looked at us, you know, something like this. We are like, you know, hey.
MashaAllah.
But today, if you do that kind of stuff, then maybe in the beginning, your child may get afraid. But then your child will get used to it. And
you know, Mohsab, I 100% agree with the fact that children and the behavior in this day and age is, you know, nowhere even close in terms of adab and akhlaq and good akhlaq, I'm speaking about, as compared to the people of the previous days, right? Mm. So there is a major difference between the generation and the generation gaps. However, one way a person, a parent can befriend his child is if we try and understand what do our children want? What are their desires? You see, Mohsab, if we only can understand how do our children think, before they ask for something, a parent should know that in which direction my child is about to go into, because their actions will determine what they're going to do next. Sometimes, you know, it goes in that direction. So, for example, Mohsab, your children, one of the characteristics of your child is that they like to copy and imitate adults.
Yes.
What big people do is what they want to do. Allahu Akbar. This is a you know, a challenge out there in society, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In fact, they like to do more challenging tasks, Mohsab, and work, which is only for adults. So, subhanAllah, this is why they should do things that will cause them and their parents, you know, easiness. They shouldn't do things which will cause difficulty to the parents. However, it is essential for parents to ensure that their children, Mohsab, do not get involved in this type of work. And if they do, the energy should be used for beneficial stuff, Mohsab.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
They are energetic. They are children. They're going to do things that you never did, baby, in your childhood. So to make sure that they don't do anything or such an action which will cause, you know, a person to feel ashamed or would cause him to feel bad, you need to monitor and see what are the levels of their energy, how energetic are the children, you know, because sometimes, Mohsab, they would like to be playing a lot, jumping a lot, so on and so forth. Sometimes they want to do that. As a parent, we say, no, this is not the playing time. But you need to study and see that if I stop him, will he become a stubborn child? If I'm stopping him, what is the level in which I stop him? How do I stop a child? Do I discipline him with a stick, with my hands, with my tongue, with my words? Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, you will hear a three-year-old child asking you and telling you, so is this is what you do with me, dad? We have seen this happening, Mohsab. You know, a three-year-old child saying to her father, so this is how you treat me, father? Allahu Akbar. Just because maybe she never gets sweets or she never gets... So these ideas come from the internet, Mohsab. It comes from the cartoon. It comes from those devices which children use. So apart from this, they can be assigned to, you know, household work and chores which adults do.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that hum agar bacche se ye keh rahe ki jhadu laga de, sweep the floor, mop the floor, wipe the floor, pick up this, take that, take this. We feel that we are giving them work which adults are supposed to do, but play on an iPad, Mohsab? Was this not the work for adults and not for children? So jo bachcho ko karna chahiye, wo bachcho ko karna chahiye. But we make them do adult work at times, Mohsab, such as listening to adult conversations. Big people are talking and little children are sitting and they are observing and watching how the mother and father are fighting about a matter, arguing about some matter, discussing some matter, maybe financial matter. These things can affect the child's mentality, Mohsab.
Definitely. You see, children also, compared to kids of, you know, maybe 20, 30, 50 years ago, they are much more, we always say they are very advanced today. They are much more creative. And they, for example, their vocabulary is much more than the kids of back then. Because of influences, as Mawlana Sahib mentioned, the internet, social media. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you as a mother or father complete control over your child till a certain extent. So when your child is growing up as a toddler, infant, and then as they're growing up, you have complete control. What clothes you buy, the child, because by that time, child is 1 year, 2 years old. They don't know about colors, what color I like. So you buy the designs, the colors, these kind of, you buy the clothes for them. They don't tell you what clothes they want. You feed them the food. You know, they can't tell you that, you know what, I want this food or that food, right? But slowly but surely, you start losing control over them as they become, you know, their own self, as they grow up, as they mentally mature, physically mature,
100%.
And they start learning from the world around them. As they enter into school, even in this kindergarten or preschool, primary school, as they enter into those spheres, then obviously children are going to influence them. I'll give you my personal example that my big daughter, right? So she's in grade 2.
Right.
And the other day she came home, last week actually, and she was asking that, you know, some children, I hear them saying this one swear word. She doesn't know swear word, but she's saying this one word I'm hearing them saying. What is this here? Now, there's two ways we can react to it. Either we can say, hey, don't say that, this, you know.
In a very harsh way.
In a harsh way. Next time she will never come back and ask me anything. But we explain very nicely. No. This word or these words are swear words. You know, bad children, they like to say this. These are the words of shaitan. So stay away from this. She understood. And now she knows. When she hears it. So our reaction is very important.
Allah.
When my child comes to me, the innocent child, because they don't know. They're learning from their friends. They're learning from the internet. They're learning from here and they're listening. They don't know. So now they come to you as a mother or father. They want, you know, advice. They want, you know, to teach them. What is your reaction? Are you reacting harshly? Next time they know, okay, no, I can't go to my mother and father to talk about this. Some confusion in their life, some whisper of shaitan, they're not going to come to you because you closed the door. So you have to be very gentle, very polite, and in that manner, make their minds. From very small, some first, for 1 year, 2 years, from that age, you must start. And no, we have to listen to Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to listen to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then inshallah, we'll get Jannah, whatever you want, it's there already. But if we don't listen to them, then who are we following? Then we are listening to shaitan.
Allah.
And shaitan will take us to Jahannam, the fire with his punishment. So in this way, mentally, psychologically, you're preparing them as well. So even before they get into the school, they know like, no, you know, this child here is saying bad words, or this child is, you know, doing wrong things, doing bad things. You know, boys they must play with boys. Girls must play with boys. This is how Allah made us. This is how you must dress. You know, must cover yourself.
Yeah,
you know, shaitan's girls, this is how they dress. So we have to, it's a continuous thing every day.
So what's up, these advices of how to dress, how to behave, how to eat, how to be at home, when to play, when not to play, Mohsab. In the playing department as well, there are a lot of things that they can't play with. There are a lot of things that they can play and they can do. So the do's and don'ts, all of this can be filtered into your children, providing that you first befriend them. This is
true.
The condition, Mohsab, because they would never ever listen to you as a parent if you are not their friend. And if we have lost this grip, Mohsab, this is another discussion and topic altogether that...
Yeah.
If the child has already become stubborn, whereas he does not listen to you as a child, you tell him to do this and he does the opposite of it. Even after the age of 19, 20 and so on and so forth. Because now you have passed that phase where they were supposed to become obedient, Mohsab. But because of many reasons, they have become the way they are. And from here moving forward, inshallah, there are some more solutions. We are going to discuss them as we go along in our program. We are with our respected and honorable Hafiz Maulana Nushat Attari, Damal Barakatum Al Aliyah. Masab, with regards to loving children, this is actually another discussion and topic altogether.
Yes.
You can never become their friend until you do not give them the love they deserve in their infancy.
Yes.
If for some reason this was messed up, for some reason, Masab, for many reasons, parents out there, number one, due to busyness, unable to give their children attention.
Yeah.
Number two, because of work, because of excess work, late hours at work, night shifts, day shifts, whatever the case may be, sometimes both parents are working.
Yeah.
Their child is in the creche, the child is at different places. And when they get back together, of course, both put together are trying to make ends meet. Times have become difficult, Mohsab. And parents feel the need to work together, fine. But now, Mohsab, how do they manage the child, Mohsab?
You see...
Because the topic is befriending the child, and the closer you get to them is how you make them your friend. So whatever little time that's left, Mohsab, after hours, before hours, however it's worked, what do you think, in your opinion, could cause the child never to become a friend in this case of here? Oh, there is a chance, and how should parents work this out, Mohsab?
You know, the psychologists, they say that a daughter, young daughter, as she's growing up, she needs some kind of male attention. And the son, as he's growing up from small, he needs some kind of female attention.
Achha.
So this is where the mother fulfills for the son and the just attention, like, you
Allah
know,
Akbar.
And the father for the daughter. And if they don't get it there, they'll get it outside somewhere
Allah
else.
Akbar, Allah.
This is why we have the premarital relationships, because they need it to be filled. They'll fill it outside somewhere else. Right? So as a mother or father, it's my choice, it's your choice. You want to fill it or you want somebody else to fill it.
Allah
your choice,
Akbar.
Right? So as you give time to your work, you dedicate it to your work. If you have children, you have to give some time. Nobody is saying give 10 hours and 2 hours. You know, it depends which time you're giving. There are certain times that those are the best times to influence your child, even if you have just 5 minutes with them. Example, this actually was a social media of Dawud Sami put this poster out sometime back, a few months back. And when your child is going to sleep, so your child's mind now is shutting down to sleep. So that is one of the ideal times not to give them a bayan. You know, half an hour bayan. No.
Right.
You must plan yourself that, you know, list down. Right, I need to influence my child about Allah Azawajal, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, Al Hazrat, Amirul Sunnah, whatever it is, Quran, Hadith, Sunnah. Right. So today I'm just going to talk one or two things about Allah Azawajal. Why is he going to sleep? So that sticks in the mind now, right? The other time is when the child is eating food. One of the best times to make their mind, because they're concentrating on eating. You just throw one or two things inside, small things, just throw it inside.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
then,
Akbar.
Then when you're traveling with your child, you're taking your child to school or madrasa, right? Like what we've started and what we encourage parents is, when you're taking them to school, maybe it'll take you 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, plus minus. If you, for example, driving them to school, right? Now, the 10 minutes now, what conversation you're having with them? Although you're taking them to school and then you're going to work, but you got a 10 minutes there, or you got a 5 minutes there. You can use that 5 minutes to your advantage, right? So what we started was, what Bapajan also taught, the slogans. Like, okay, after the dua, Har sahabi e nabi jannati jannati, every day. It must stick in their mind. Even if they're 2-3 years old, they don't know, but it's like a rhyme for them. But it's sticking in their mind, right? Then ishq-o muhabbat, all these different slogans that are there, right? And then that'll take you maybe 3 minutes. 2 minutes, talk one thing about a sunnah or something. Why it's important to obey Allah and His Rasul. Okay, enjoy your day today. Listen to the teacher. Do your work. You know, don't get into trouble. Remember, Allah is watching. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, you know, as your master. You know, 2-3 sentences only in that 5 minutes.
Yeah,
if you do this every single day, every day you're doing this. So you're planting the seed, watching the seed, right?
So when the on this note, you're saying that parents, fathers out there who have the responsibility of taking their children to school have a
even,
very great
mothers
chance.
Even. Many even mothers take the kids to school as well.
So you're saying, Mawsab, this time here can be utilized to carry out this type of work.
I'm telling you, Huzur, you don't need 2 hours and 3 hours. You just need these small times at the right time. When they're going to sleep, when they're eating, when they're traveling with you, and when they are sick.
Instead, Mawsab, whilst traveling to school, entertaining children by listening to what they want to say about their school friends, about their activities in school, all of this time they had at night to discuss, for example. In the morning, what Mawsab is basically saying is that you as a parent have full, you have your child before you, in front of you, and this is the moment when you're about to drop him or her at school. And you have that attention, which maybe you never had before, because now he's listening to his mother or father because he knows I'm about to be dropped off at school. And this is my last few moments I have with my parents. And if you make them understand the importance of Islam, the importance of the deen, the basics of the deen, the religion that children should know about the shaitan, about the devils, about lying, cheating, deceiving, about how Allah Azza wa Jalla would punish. Because they are children, as we said before, they are like wax. If you mold them, they will mold because they are small, they are little. Whereas if you try molding them when they have now passed that mark of 19 and 20, so on and so forth, they will break because whatever was supposed to be embedded in them had been done in a negative way. At that point and time when you were supposed to take charge and supposed to instill these values in your child. But it never happened. Why? Because at that time when they needed our attention, Muasab, the most we were busy with our laptops, busy with our offices, busy with meetings, so on and so forth. Whereas this was that phase and time when they needed you the most. But they couldn't say it because daddy is busy. Mm. Daddy never has the time. Abba is always in meetings. He's always in, you know, doing other activities. So yeah. He runs towards the mother. And if the mother is emotionally weak herself because of the pressure the father gives Mosab, then he also knows that this is my little resting time for my mom. Because a child understands the mother and he's more, I would say, attracted to the mother than the father.
Yeah,
for many reasons, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And if the mother shows her emotions of how the father maybe behaves towards her at home, this has a different impact on such a child, Mosab. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of him, where he feels that there's only one door to talk to, and now even that one door is closed at times because I do have the chance to speak to whatever I want to speak to my mother, but I always see there's violence at home, or my mother needs a little bit rest. She had enough from everybody else, and I don't want to come there asking her questions. So such children bottle monster, and they do not express what they go through, and they have no friends. Then they make bad people their friends, and good parents then do not become the friends of their children. And what happens is that you think you are their friend because you buy them whatever they want. You want new shoes? Yes, son, you have it. You want a new cell phone? Here you go. So you think because he asked you for whatever he wanted or she wanted, and because you've given it to them, you are the friend. No. This is a very big no. Masab, I have heard children say no. You know, on the face, Masab, and that shows that no matter what you give them, no matter what you do for them, these bad habits that they learn and they pick up, Mansa, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to be bad towards them to learn the bad habits. You can easily teach them how to swear and how to say the bad words and vulgar languages or vulgarism, so on and so forth, Mansa. We make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla that our children become ulama and hafaz. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide our youth. Guide our children, keep them on the righteous path. But the points that Mu'asab mentioned, I will go back there, Mu'asab, because I strongly believe in this busy day and age, whereas 8 hours is not sufficient for a person, Mu'asab. A person is looking how to carry out maximum work in this little limited time. The question is again, as Mu'asab mentioned, when you're driving, when you're going to work, when you're taking them to school, when you're fetching them out there, Allahu Akbar, when you're having breakfast with them, you're having supper or lunch, maybe lunch is skipped because of school and study, so on and so forth. But the most, the two famous meals, Mansa, where there is a possibility that parents can interact with their children is breakfast and supper. But even at that time, if there are other conversations, adult conversations, like for big people to hear about house politics, about work politics, not to be discussed before children, Mansa. This is another way, whereas you do not make them your friend. Because if the child's mizaj is something else, Mansa, and he's listening to his dad, how his father reacted to a person in the office, and the child feels, but this is not how dad should have done it, but he has no guts to say what he wants to say because that's not his conversation. But he will share that story with his friends. His friends will give him another version. Also, your dad is like this, so how are you? So he makes sense of his own things. He knows so much about his family, which he shares to other people. Now, these are those common things, Mu'asab, which happen. So the ulama and the scholars have said very beautifully in the books, Mu'asab, that foster a friendly and a very calming relationship with your children from an early age so that they can share every good and bad with you without any khawf, without any fear. This will give your children a safe zone and protect them against negative influences, Mu'asab. It will protect them from against negativity in society. Why? Because they are able to share with their parents. They are able to talk to their parents. So who can be more for the children than the parents? It is the parents, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Who can do more for them? It is the mother and father. But if we are not there, then we will lose the plot. And someone else will have that. And if that person begins to have an influence on your child, and if you as a parent don't like that person, and your child is already a friend of such a person, it has been seen and monitored and experienced, Mu'asab, then what happens? The parents will be running by the ulama, by the mulanas to give tawiz. Why? Because my son has joined the bad company. But that bad company was a very good company when he needed good company. Your good company was not available for your child. Ji, Mu'asab.
You know, many parents, maybe they don't know, but especially in this, you know, being in the field of Ruhani Ilaj and from the cases that we observe, many parents, because they don't know, are encouraging their children to hate them. How? By giving them the access to social media, the internet, movies, dramas, cartoons, music, all of these things here. Because, you know, from research, research is showing us one of the main things the cartoons want to do, the movies want to do, is to break the authority of the parent over the child. Mm. One of the main things, because, you know, because we have people that monitor, you know, and they give us feedback that, okay, what we are seeing is that they're teaching something. They're teaching that, no, your parent is old school and backwards and old fashioned. Your friend is cool.
Allah.
This is what they're teaching, right? And so if your child is only watching these things, playing these kind of games and watching these kind of cartoons, psychologically it's sinking in. Yeah, my friend is a cool one. My friend understands me, not my parent. My parent is old school. My friend is my contemporary. You know, I'm cool with them. We informal, we relax, we chill. My friend is the one, not my parent. So this is what the cartoons are doing to the children. The cartoons also, right? Then the cartoons, what they're teaching them, what the movies are teaching them. They must have music there. They must have singing and dancing. And that encourages them towards music. And through the music now, all of these guys work together. The entertainment industry is built to destroy the nuclear family. Nuclear family meaning mother, father, children, parents, nuclear family, right? In so-called Western civilized countries, the nuclear family is finished.
Allah.
And some segments of them, I don't want to mention, where 70% of the children born, 70% of the children born don't know who their fathers are.
Allah.
Right? Allah. Out of wedlock. In the advanced, so-called advanced civilized countries, right?
Hmm.
And we Muslims are, they're training us now. No, this is how, this is the kind of country you must live like. But the same country, when you look what's happening to them, women are not safe on the streets. People take advantage of women on a daily basis, you know, and the kids, they call their parents by their names. And they just like, you know, they swear their parents. And if the parents has to buy them a gift, they're ungrateful. There was one incident where the parent bought the child a sports car. Expensive car, but it wasn't like a branded one, not one of those. So the child was, child meaning like what, 17, 16 years old, was screaming and shouting, "Oh, why you bought me this year? Why you didn't buy me that day?" So this is the kind of culture that if you're giving them access and social media, because now many of the children, maybe face to face, physically they don't have friends, but on the social media, they have the online friends in the thousands, hundreds and thousands. And they're getting information, they're training them. No, why should you listen to you? You live your own life. You have your own feelings, you are your own person. Why should you listen to your parent? Do your own thing. In the meantime, those kind of people, those kind of friends are influencing your child to listen to them. But they're doing it in such a way that, no, you know, your own life. Yeah, you know, you want to drink whatever, eat whatever, go wherever, you know, leave your parents. They live their own life. Don't live your parents' dream. Live your own dream. Wallahi, I'm telling you, when you go in, when you study it and you see how they're manipulating the children's mind, and the parents are thinking, now, why they're not listening to me? How come, you know, are you giving them the cartoons to watch? Are you giving them access to the internet and social media? You are encouraging them to hate you.
Allah,
you are encouraging them to distance themselves from you because of giving them access to these things. Yes, limited, controlled access. You can do that for school projects or something like this. That is fine. But just freedom to watch anything, listen to anything, you're destroying them. And you're distancing yourself from them. And this is what Shaitan wants. This is what the entertainment industry is for, amongst other things. But this is the main thing, because if you can break the authority of the parent over the child, it's easy to break the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the person. That's ultimate, that's where shaitan wants to go. But you give first, small thing first. You break, you know, control of the parent over the child. The child mustn't listen to the parent. If you got that, okay, shaitan, next level now. Let the child not listen to Allah Azza wa Jal, or listen to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or follow Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. But it starts with breaking that confidence in the parent, that relationship between parent and child, breaking that first. And ultimately, iman will be at stake.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, all these amazing pearls of wisdom and hikmah and flowing pearls, mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, we have heard from our respected Mulana Noshad Sahab Qibla, in order to rectify our children, to reform them. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, if only we can have a grip of this and have full authority over this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our children who have become, we would say, stubborn and have become children who you can't even imagine because they weren't like this in their infancy. Inshallah, Azawajal, if you change your approach towards them, inshallah, they will also change. Have yaqeen. Keep making dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for changing their condition. They are little children, Mu'asab, and usually in infancy, Mu'asab, you know, children are little naughty. Yes, and they will make shararat, they will make naughty, because this is what they're bound to do. They are children, they would play. But as parents out there, you can't expect them to become adults just because they want to do adult stuff, like watching movies, astaghfirullah, dramas, ala'udhu billah. May Allah protect our children from such scenes and from such dramas, Mu'asab, which corrupts the mind, which corrupts the brains. It corrupts their akhlaq. Everything is ruined. And your child's future is ruined because he has picked up all those bad ideas at that little age. He can never be your friend because he doesn't know a friend is he who saves a person, Mu'asab. Yeah. When you rectify a child who's at the age of 3 and 4, they think that, you know what, you want them to be happy because you don't want them to do what they like to do the most. So you need to become their friend first in a nice way as a parent, inshallah, azawajallah. And then you see slowly, slowly how you could rectify and reform them, inshallah, azawajallah.
Which parent wants to see their child burning in Jahannam?
100%.
Which 100%. Parent? In the hereafter. But you know, one of the scholars had mentioned that many parents are pushing their children towards Jahannam. And after they fall in, they will fall in after them. And this is where Dawud Islami comes in as well. I'm telling you,
Allah,
if you want help,
Allah,
if you want Allah. Guidance, you want a support structure, Dawud Islami is the answer in today's day and age. Because you know, tomorrow my eyes will close, but if I put my kids in Dawud Islami, Madrasatul Madina or Jamatul Madina, wherever it is, Darul Madina, etc., right? Then I know that, you know, they are in a support structure where the beliefs are correct, where there's encouragement to follow the Quran, to follow the Sunnah, Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, I got some kind of, you know, peace of mind, contentment of heart that my kids are with the right people.
Right.
Otherwise, what's going to happen? Tomorrow you don't know. Shaitan will influence them. Shaitan will use somebody to influence them. They can lose their iman. They can go down a different path, become a drug addict, become, you know, a criminal or something.
Allahu
so, Dawud Islami is there to help you as a mother and father. Dawud Islami is there to train our children. But we just have to get linked in. We just have to, you know, get involved in it ourselves. So, my child must know that, yes, you know, although my father is late, my mother is late, they were, you know, they were part of Dawud Islami. You know, they were used to travel. My father used to travel to Madani Qafila. They used to attend Ijtima, etc., etc. So, your child knows, like, okay, you know, my father, my mother has left me with this at least, this kind of a legacy. And you leave your children with this kind of a legacy as well. If you are having problems and issues with your rebellious children, then visit our Ruhani Ilaj department. There are certain wada'if, there are certain tawizat and ilaj treatments that are helping others out there, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Masab, before we terminate, of course, alhamdulillah, we had a good discussion about children, about youth out there. And we have last few seconds remaining, Mu'asab. Can Mu'asab give some Madani pearls for the youngsters out there? For parents out there who are looking for tawizat to discipline their children, Mu'asab. Because now, there are some children out there who are not friends with their parents at all. What can they do, Mu'asab, to fix this matter?
I would advise that visit your nearest a stall of Ruhani Ilaj, Spiritual Cures Department of Dawud Islami, because there are certain tawizes that you need to take and your child needs to weigh or needs to go into the pillow, etc., some water to drink as well. And to read, whenever you want to try to influence your child or anybody for that matter, towards something good, must be towards something good, then recite Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, 41 times, Durud Sharif, once before and after, and then blow towards them without them noticing it.
So we're ending on this note, dear viewers, reminding you once again, if you never become the friend of your child, do not forget they do have many other friends as well, with whom they share their problems, with Allah. Whom they play, with whom they take advices from. So before they adhere to the wrong advices, as a result of having bad company and bad friends. So there is a risk of them engaging in bad actions. Before that happens, let's repent. Let's make tawbah. Let's direct their minds and their attention towards Islamic advisors, inshallah, azawajalla, towards the advice of the Quran for children, and tell them such stories of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, of the awliya, awliya kamilin, and so on and so forth, about our pious predecessors. Instill in them the values of Islam, the importance of not lying, not stealing, not cheating, not deceiving, not fighting with others, speaking the truth always. What are the benefits of doing this? And if you have failed, then as Mohsab has mentioned, take them to the nearest branch of Da'wat Islami, Tawizat-e Tariya department, and they will take it from there, inshallah. And we will be back with another episode. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, keep reciting and sending durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.